I'm here with Sarah, and we're going to talk about, I think we're talking about Vegeta today, right?
What are we going to say about him?
I don't know. You're the one that wanted to talk about him.
That's like really the only topic that really comes up. I think he's a better father than Goku.
Okay, so Sarah's doing a shitty job of starting this conversation. Pretty much, we were watching a bunch of YouTube videos, and we realized only people commenting on really anything related to Dragon Ball Z were insufferable. And so we decided we're going to make a video, or rather an audio track that we'll probably put stupid pictures to, in order to hopefully do better than they did. Sarah's, one, she's a slut, but two, she's really into Vegeta, and she finds him arousing. So I think we're going to use this first conversation to kind of explore the topic of, one, female attraction of Vegeta, and then two, no, actually, one, that's about it. So, yeah,
Female
let's get into it.
attraction to Vegeta is widespread,
And what.
second only probably to like female attraction to future Trunks.
Second to Future Trunks.
Future Trunks is beautiful. Like when he just came on the scene, like it was impressive.
He came in your mouth.
No, I wish.
So.
And female viewers of Dragon Ball Z were very impressed with him across the board.
Why do you think that is?
Because he was like a more approachable Vegeta. I mean, I think most people already knew that like he was Vegeta's son. Was that supposed to be shocking?
That, like, are we talking about whether or not there's a twist? Or I thought we were just talking about why you'd want to fuck a cartoon.
That's a big part of it, is that he's a cartoon. That's a big part of like the attraction to Vegeta, is that he's not real. If you like saw him as a person, you'd hate him. He'd be a dick. He'd be awful. He'd be insufferable. It'd be terrible.
Yeah, if I met anybody that tried to destroy this planet, I don't think I'd be too
No, you
friendly with
wouldn't
them.
like want to bang him. That'd be weird.
Right. I guess so. Okay. So going over like people that you're attracted to in the real world, what similarities do they have to Vegeta, if any?
They wear a lot of black.
Vegeta wears black. He's wearing blue like
He
his
does
whole
wear like
life.
navy, yeah.
Spiky hair.
Who has spiky hair?
No one. Fucking idiots.
Like banging people back in like 2000.
They never smile. Maybe is that something you like? Is that something you look for in men?
No, I don't think so.
They wear spandex. Is that?
That's like not an attractive quality in anyone.
Oh, Vegeta.
He looks good. Simple.
That's all you got for me, huh?
You keep changing the topic. This is dumb.
I'm not changing the topic. I'm trying to talk about Vegeta. You're talking
Yeah,
about
no,
Future
you're.
Trunks and the mystery twist and how that's like sexy or something. I mean, we could have a separate episode about Trunks, but I thought you were gonna.
No, you're like asking me how that applies to what I'm attracted to in real life, which like it really doesn't, because that's why he's attractive, because he's a cartoon.
Okay.
Like it's safe. He's a total dick, but it's like all fantasy. So it's like totally safe and okay to be attracted to Vegeta. Whereas if he were a real person, like you'd fucking hate him.
So let's get into his marital status.
He's not married.
Yeah.
Bulma wouldn't get married.
You think that's Bulma's choice?
Yeah. Actually, like now that I think about it, but I don't know if it's like fan art, but I have like pictures of them like being married in my head. There wasn't an episode for it. I don't think they're married.
So you think Trunks is a bastard, is what you're saying?
Trunks is definitely a bastard.
Okay. Bastard prince.
Saiyan. Yeah.
The littlest prince of Saiyans.
Well, like Saiyan mutt. Purple hair that he has to cut. What's the deal with Nappa? Why doesn't he have hair?
I
Not
think
that,
Nappa's a
like.
rapist.
That doesn't explain
He
anything.
probably uses his tail.
To rape people.
Yeah. Can you imagine him like chasing you down and fucking you with his dick and then like putting his monkey tail like right into your ass?
Sounds awful. Yeah, I can imagine that.
Okay, so all the Dragon Ball Z characters are cartoons. Why isn't there the same level of attraction to like Goku?
Goku, like the type of confidence that Goku has isn't relatable. Goku's not a relatable character. Goku has no vulnerabilities. Goku is like this very zen, almost deity type character who just wants to like fight people because it's fun and he wants to see how strong he can get. Vegeta wants to fight people because he feels threatened by them. That's very relatable. Vegeta has vulnerabilities, and that's sexy. Like when he cried. And then they made a figurine of it that vibrates.
We're gonna have to find a picture of that for the video.
Oh, yeah, it's all over the internet. It's great. It's like $40. I want to get it, but I already have like
Well,
a way too much Vegeta
that's
swag.
weird. Because the whole thing about like Super Saiyan, maybe that's why the Frieza saga took so long. It's because like they had to get you to believe that Goku was actually upset about something. So they had to like build it up. Because like the whole thing about Super Saiyan is that like you have to be really emotional. Because all the other Saiyans got it pretty quick. They're just
Yeah.
like, make him cry.
That made sense with Gohan, but like, did they ever really get into Trunks and Goten going Super Saiyan? Because, like, Gohan was
You mean
surprised.
the kid ones, not.
Yeah, as
Yeah.
children. Like, Gohan was surprised when Goten was, like, Super Saiyan, when he was teaching him and Videl how to fly. He's like, oh, whoa, do you know how to do that? And Goten's like, yeah. And then Vegeta was surprised when Trunks went Super Saiyan to, like, punch him while they were training or something.
He punched him in the
Oh
face.
my god, I love when Vegeta punches Trunks.
Yeah, you like it when people beat children.
I do. That's why I like Wittgenstein. He beat children. It was cool.
Wait, say that a little bit louder.
He beat children. It was cool.
Okay, great. Well, that's Sarah. I also want to take this moment to say that I don't endorse any views that she's going to express during these conversations and that they're her own. Since this is going up on my YouTube account.
That's fair.
Yeah, she's going to say some disgusting stuff and I'm just here to share it with you guys.
Well, it just happens. It doesn't happen in a vacuum usually. You help. You say a lot of disgusting stuff also.
I am a saint.
It's not to say that no one's attracted to Goku. I'm sure that some people are, but like, it's widely known that Vegeta and Future Trunks are the most well-loved.
They're the sexy Saiyans.
Yeah.
Well, there's something like really childish about Goku. You feel that the way that Goten and Gohan were conceived was prop like could be considered rape, just because Goku, I'm pretty sure he didn't know what was going on.
I don't think that Goku jerks off.
Yeah, he's like, I have this little tail up front and the big one in the back, and I lost the big one, so whatever.
Yeah.
Like Chi Chi just probably feeds him, puts
Oh,
some
yeah.
Viagra in his food. He's not gonna notice. He's like inhaling it, and then time to inseminate.
Yeah. No, I've thought about that before because Goku is so non-sexual.
Okay, so imagine that Vegeta walked in the door right now. How would you try to get him to fuck you? What would be your strategy?
You know, the strategy of just like waiting until you're tired and then inviting him to bed seems to be working
Like
pretty
you did
well.
last night with that guy.
Yeah, it works fine.
So you'd wait till Vegeta was tired. You'd have to follow him onto a mountain and watch him
Oh
think for
my
fucking
god, I know, it
hours.
would take forever. Yeah, like if Vegeta walked through the door, like, I don't think I'd really want to fuck him. because he'd probably be annoying. And, like, he'd be all angry. And Saiyans like strong women, so Vegeta wouldn't be into me.
That's a fair point.
Like, he said that Saiyans are into strong women. That's why, like, he's into Bulma. And Goku's all like, oh, yeah, I do like Chi-Chi. That's, that like, the only affectionate thing he said about Chi-Chi. I like her.
Now, here's the big question. Do we think that Trunks is gay?
Do we think that Trunks is gay?
Yeah, if you think about all the other Saiyans, they end up fucking people. Trunks, just what does he do? In that video game, he just, like, wanders through time.
Does Trunks have any friends?
Well, future Trunks? No, they all died before they could become his friend. His one friend, Gohan, who had, like, one arm that he probably used to, like, fist him. He just, like, fucking got ripped apart by the androids.
He just, like, hung out with his mom all the time.
Yeah.
Cried about his dad.
Yeah, he comes back. He's got, like, daddy issues. So, yeah. What's that sword for?
That sword is just... I think it's, like, aesthetic choice winning out over it making sense. Because Trunks' sword and, like, the dagger that whoever uses to stab baby Brawly.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Only times that, like, they use...
Somebody uses a dagger to stab who?
Brawly. As a baby.
That little kid got stabbed?
You don't remember? Like, that's how they beat him.
You watched that movie without me.
Well, you go to bed too early.
So what happened?
And, like, you never want to watch the movies with
me. So somebody stabbed a baby. So, and that's...
Brawly, who fucking sucks. He's a terrible character and I hate him. As a baby, he was at, like, 10,000 was his power level. And King Vegeta felt threatened by that. So he ordered for the baby to be stabbed. And at this point, like, baby Goku is next to Brawly, like, crying all the time, which is the only reason Brawly hates him.
Mm-hmm.
And
Brawly is, like, developing memories at the age of, like, 3 months or something.
Dude, he is the legendary Super Saiyan. Like, he remembers all of this.
Holy shit,
he's
okay.
He's the fucking worst character ever. I hate him. But he's a baby, and then someone, like, stabs him, and he's fine, mostly. He's kind of upset. And then, like, I think the planet explodes or something, but then he saves his dad as a baby.
It's a strong-ass baby.
Yeah. Well,
you know what they should have done if they really wanted to kill him? They should have just thrown him into space.
Yeah, because he still can't breathe. Well, he made, like, this weird aura around him and his dad, and, like, they survived. And it was weird. And from that, like, you would think that Brawly would then develop a hatred for Vegeta, not Goku.
Yeah, well, Goku cried.
Yeah.
And we know how really Saiyans annoying. Feel about pride.
Oh, that's stupid.
Like when Vegeta got mad at Cabbage Boy.
Cabbage? Cabba?
Shut up, you bitch. You can't be better than me or whatever.
Saiyans have their pride. Don't you know that? Dude, Vegeta was such a bitch when Brawly came around. I did not like that movie. I didn't like anyone in that movie. But then how they beat him, like, Goku's all, hey, everyone, lend me some power. And then he punches Brawly where he got stabbed as a baby.
He spirit fisted him, like,
right in his old wound.
Hey, is this where you got stabbed when you were 2? Like, fuck you.
But it just seems totally weird, right, that Saiyans are using swords. Why would Saiyans use weapons?
They use clothes.
They don't have to.
It's armor. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't? Like, I don't know. We're making a lot of assumptions. Like, do the Saiyans have technology that is, like, that has the strength to withstand their strength? Like, can they develop armor that actually works in a fight when you're dealing with their power levels?
I don't know. Do they develop any technology?
Well, did they steal that technology then? Because if they got that armor and that armor actually does help in a fight, otherwise they just look like a bunch of, like, fucking morons, right? You're just like, why are you wearing that?
The armor, it has to be helpful.
So if they've got so they can build material items that are strong enough to defend against, like,
their strength. I thought the armor was from Frieza. Did they have armor before?
By they, I mean the space people. I mean the people in space and this intergalactic planet trade have armor.
Not Saiyans
Yeah,
specifically.
not Saiyans specifically. Like, whether or
Okay.
not they developed it. Okay, whatever. I'm just talking about, like, those people in space that are, like, strong. So, theoretically, if the material on their suits can deflect blows from a Saiyan, then they should be able to develop some sort of, like, melee weapon that could do damage to a Saiyan. Right?
Yeah, that the Saiyans in turn would adopt themselves.
Why not?
It seems unnecessary.
Why? Because they're like purist about martial arts or something?
It
They were
occurs.
scouters.
Yeah. So you can like determine power level and quantify it
They wear armor.
to protect themselves. And then in two instances ever, they
Ever
use
should they have
weapons
weapons, yeah.
to stab a baby and to cut up Frieza.
Didn't Gohan pull out like that sword at the end towards like the Buu saga?
Yeah, he did. He had that like
But then
special
he broke
sword that
it.
yeah, didn't do anything. Did that was that super old Kai involved with that?
I think so.
That guy's full of shit. He doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
I think he just is senile and he lies to them the whole time. And they listen because, like, he's old and it's Japan.
Yeah. I guess.
I don't believe him.
When you said like Japan, do you mean like they listen to him out of respect? Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. One thing I liked about Super was that King Kai, or not King Kai, sorry, Master Kami? Is that the dude, the old dude?
Dynamic?
No.
Master Roshi?
Master Roshi, yeah, thanks. Yeah, when Master Roshi gets all buff and starts beating up Frieza's
Oh,
men,
yeah, that was cool.
it's like, dude, you lazy bum, why didn't you come to Namek? Like, they needed you.
He could have been helpful.
Whapping people with your, like, wooden stick.
Yeah, he's like more powerful than Yamcha.
My favorite thing about space is that there's no females there. And what do they do? How do they procreate? There's like a frog that you noticed. Some dude that just looks like a fucking frog.
Yeah, he's a sorbet's man.
And like everybody, they're all male. Like,
They're
what are
all
they doing?
dudes.
Is that why the Ginyu Force, I mean, are apparently homosexuals?
They have no
They
choice.
just don't,
There just
yeah.
aren't women in space. It's like Middle Earth. There's
Well,
not any women
are you
around.
saying that homosexuality is a choice?
Maybe for the Ginyu Force it had to be. Like, well, you know, some I don't know. I don't know how sexuality works.
Yeah, but you can muse about it. What do you think?
If it's a choice, no. But like in the specific situation of the Ginyu Force, yeah. I think that like Captain Ginyu, like, you know, he's not really into it, but he's horny sometimes.
Well, yeah.
And there's just a bunch of dudes around.
Yeah, like, so did the Ginyu Force attract the flamboyant? Or did the lack of. Did you get what I'm saying? Like.
No. Is this like a which came first?
Yeah, like, is that just the culture of the Ginyu Force office?
Gay.
Yeah, they're open to people from different backgrounds. So then, like, you know, Ginyu is really into dance and poses and stuff, being fabulous. He gets his friends to come along. Or like when he's selecting, because you know it's a very competitive process to become part of the Ginyu Force.
Oh yeah,
You have
they
to
talk about it all the
dance,
time.
you have to pose.
And you have to
Ginyu's
pose
there
well
judging you, being
with your
like catty.
buddies.
What'd you say?
And you have to be able to pose well with your buddies. Like,
Yeah.
you can't just do it by yourself.
Wearing like next to nothing. They just wear the armor and like underwear and stuff. Like that's and boots. I don't know. It's a tangent.
I think that Jace was definitely gay the whole time. But, like,
Really? I thought that of Rikum.
really? Because I was going to say Raccoon, maybe not.
No, like if I think anyone was not gay, it'd be like Goldo and Birder.
Birder.
Yeah,
Yeah.
the big blue guy. He's probably the guy that they all wanted to fuck. But he was like, "Nah, man, I'm here for the money. It's cool."
Yeah, he's like flattered, but not really into it.
Yeah. But like Rikum, Jice,
Yeah.
and Ginyu.
Ginyu, it's hard to tell though because like what was he originally? Like, what did he look like? Who was he? Because that purple guy, like, that's not his original body.
You're right. Like, so if you can switch bodies, right? You don't have a sex, you don't have a gender. Or maybe you do have a gender, but how does that get affected by being able to swap bodies? Because you could theoretically swap bodies with fucking anyone.
Anyone, yeah. And, like, he said that he'd done it before, right?
What, had gay sex?
No, had swapped bodies.
Oh, I was like, done it. Yeah, I don't remember that part.
Think any character.
Lord Frieza!
They had gay sex. In Dragon Ball. No. He mentioned, like, switching bodies before, I think.
No, I think he has. I don't think... I mean, it wouldn't make sense that
not his main...
Ginyu, the horny guy with the weird purple brain head, is, like, his original form.
Yeah, that couldn't have been his original form. I love that he came back in Super.
Yeah.
That was, like, my favorite part. And then he turned into, like, what, to Goma? Who just died in Resurrection F.
Who?
Tagoma, that, like, purple guy who was also, like, very poorly conceived as a character. He's just kind of, like, some thin, lumpy purple guy.
Oh, is that, like, Sorbet's dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Resurrection F, like, he just instantly got killed because he said something snotty to Frieza. It's funny. But in Super, like, he had a role. It was cool.
Yeah. I'm liking Super so far.
I think they're doing a great job.
So, going back to Vegeta, any closing remarks on his sexiness? Because I think we exhausted that topic.
No, not really. I don't know how they can improve on him anymore.
Well, do you think he had sex with Nappa?
I think Nappa jerked him off, like, maybe once.
Do you think he used his hands or his tail? Because he's got huge hands, and Vegeta's really small.
So, he'd be gentle.
Did he have to... Do you think he made a whole fist around it, or do you think he just used a few fingers? Because Nappa's huge.
Nappa's enormous, you're right.
And I'm sure Vegeta was going through puberty when this might have happened.
Vegeta was a small guy at that point.
Vegeta's, like, up to, like, his fucking, like, halfway up his hip. You know, like, or halfway up his thigh.
Stand on his tiptoes to suck him off.
I don't think Vegeta was sucking off Nappa.
No, definitely not.
But maybe he's so angry because he was molested.
By King Vegeta?
No, by Nappa.
No.
Do you think King Vegeta would do it? I don't think the dad did it.
Frieza. Who would molest Vegeta? That seems weird.
You would molest Vegeta.
I would molest the shit out of Vegeta. But I wouldn't, like, ever be in any position to be able to do that.
Everyone in space is, like, really weird and sadistic, right?
It seems so, yeah.
Like Zarbon? What was that guy up to? I don't know. He was, like, molesting. Getting pretty and fighting people. And saying, like, catty things when he beat them.
Yeah.
So I would see... I could totally see somebody molesting the Prince of Saiyans. And, like, emotionally scarring him. And that's why he can never become the king. Because he can never grow up because he lost his childhood.
It was, like, back when he was Kid Vegeta and, like, had bangs.
Yeah. Somebody's like, I like your bangs, kid. Mm-hmm. And he got stressed and his hairline started receding. It's rare for a saint, you know?
Yeah,
he went through
okay.
a traumatic experience and that, like, that's why he can't become king. He can't grow up. He's still stuck in the rage of adolescence. And I think that's why young women find him attractive.
That's his, like, specific vulnerability?
Because he was molested, yeah.
All right, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, why not?
Great, yes.
You, like, want to fix him because he's broken.
Oh, yeah, we totally want to, like, make him feel better. That's why, like, Bulma banged him, because he was, like, sitting off by himself somewhere. Bulma's like, oh, it's too bad.
Like, kicking a rock or something.
He was probably training, like, by himself.
Yeah, like, when he's on top of those mountains training, he's just probably thinking about how he was touched as a kid.
Getting stronger because he's, like, so mad and he feels like it really is him against the world.
Yeah, tap into that rage, Vegeta. Tap into the rage. All right, well, that was a great first recording there. We're probably going to put this up and get a lot of horrible comments if anyone cares to listen to it ever. Yeah, have a good one. We haven't named this yet, so
So,
bye.
like, hold on for that.
Yeah, probably not going to. Bye.